סימן שינחס סעיף דלת. כלי שמלאכתו להתר, a keli that is מלאכתו להתר, could be a key, a carriage, מותר לטלטלוי אפילו אינו אלו לצריך הכלי שמה יישוב הרוי גונב. A כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור דהלוך is you're only allowed to carry it, let's say, goofy to use it, or you need a place, let's say, mekoymoy. But you're not allowed to move it to protect that the keli himself will be protected, not get spoiled, and not get stolen. But the keli shemelachtu leheter, you're allowed to carry it, even if you're only moving it for shelo yishover yigonev. Aber shelo yletzerich klal, stam to move it to carry it, osu letaltalo, you're not allowed to move it. It's one aloche. But kisve hakodesh veoichlim, them you're allowed to mutar letaltalem afilu shaloi letzairich. They were not gozer on the isur of tiltul shaloi letzairich. Mutar letaltalem afilu shaloi letzairich klal hagoe v'tfilin ein letaltalem kiim letzairich. So Magen Avraham learns pshat in the Ramah. He's choylek that tfilin are like kli shemelachtei leheter. So you're allowed to move it, but it has to be letzairich. But shaloi letzairich klal, you're not allowed to. But doesn't have to be dafke gufer mekoyma, even shloi gonev or yishover. V'shoifer, but shoifer, it's a klish melachto leisro because it's kavua to blow. Osu letalteloi, ki im letzer gufer mekoyma. Magen Avraham himself will learn that tefillin is considered a klish melachto leisro like we will see in the Mishneh Berurah. See the Mishneh Berurah inside. I want to see through the Mishneh Berurah, and then we'll go a little bit to be mevayer de alochev klish melachto leheter. Sif kodem chof. שמלאכתו להתר, והוא הדינים המלאכתו לאיסרו ולהתר, גם כן למקצה דייתו מנהן, you're allowed to move it for every צריך, even שלא יישוב הרוי גונב. וכדירו, a pot, שמלאכתו הוא לבישו, it's made for cooking, ורק לפעום הם משמשים בו למים ולפרס, so the הלוכה is, it's considered, היא בכלל כלי שמלאכתו לאיסרו, so you only allowed to יצר גופו עם מקוימה, but time you're not allowed to move it, but, אם לא היא, שיש בו מהטב שבו, if it's food inside, then you're allowed to move it even שלא יצר גופו יום מקוימוי, we'll see later in סעיף ה' the reason for it. סעיף קוד מחוף א', אבל שלא יצר כלל. היינו, אם כל היום לא יצרחו כלל, אבל אם יצטרך לי באויסה היום, if he needs it later, והוא מטלת לו, and he's moving it now, כדי שיהיה מוכר לי בשייטה, שוכי, then he's allowed to. But kis ve'akoidesh pirush, kol ha'sforim shemutar likru bohem, every sefer you're allowed to read. V'ayim ishar itshuva le'inyan megile, v'shpumegodim, mitzad gel yo'o rabbe, de megile na'vi b'chlal ze. You're allowed to move it even shelo le'tzerich klal. Hu adin koisus v'ka'oiras u'tzluchias, v'sakin shal gabe ha'shulchon, de tadirim b'tashmishon chazar wanad goizranet. Le'chol ala yoter ha'smukce klal, u'ka'oichlu v'kis ve'akoidesh domi. V'al kein mutorim netaltrim afilu shelo le'tzerich klal. But, ויש מחמירים אפילו בכלים אלו. אורני אויכלו בכסבי הקודש. לפי the shittas that you're allowed to love דווקא אויכלים וכלים. If you're allowed to cups, plates, cutlery, silverware, clothing, jewelry, glasses, a hand watch. רב ניסים קרלי says, מסופר לגבי cheers, if you're allowed to move it שלא יצר כלל. But again, צריך גופר מקוימו, you're for sure allowed to. So what the Mishneh Berurah is machriya? That two shittas, but lekule alme sheloi letzerich klal, so these things you're allowed to, but if it's not in this list, you're not allowed to move it sheloi letzerich klal. Dainu kli shemelachti leheter, sheloi letzerich klal, there's no heter to move it. I want to read from the Oruch HaShulchan, see if God in Tesvot. Ve'inei b'melachti leheter, nizbar demutar gam mechama letzel. כדי שלא יגונב, וכוסב רבינו אביס יסה, בסעיף ד', ושלא לצריך כלל, אוסור לטלטלוי. ורק כסבי הקודש ואויכלי מותו לטלטלוי, אף שלא לצריך כלל, אין שום. ואין אי מובון, he's asking. הוקייבן שמטלטלון, ודא יש לו איזה כוונה בזה, he's doing it for a purpose. We'll see if you see inside, לגבי מניקיר, it could be דווקא מינס. But this is the cash of the אורך השולחן, וצריך לומר, כי גויין דאין אלא מסעסק בעלמה ואין לו שום כוונה בטלטולוי. אך אם יש לו איתיינג במה שמטלטולוי, נעידו ומלאכתו לאיסור לנחשב, זה צריך רגוף. מכל מקום, אם מלאכתו להתר, ודאי דמותו. So if he has a hanoi from it, he's allowed to. Then the Rosh Hashanah brings down some rishonim that is mashma not like that. That there's no isur even shelo letzarech klal in kli shemalachti le'eter. But he finishes elomi yovoi le'okel. Bedorosh habesiyos posak ve'ei mishachoy le'kolov. And the truth is that in the shita le'aran, המיוחסים להר"ן, בריתמה בשומר הראו, דף קוף גימל, they bring down, כשהתירו כלי שמלאכתו להתר מחמה לצל, כל עוד בזה התר לטלטו להפשלה לצרך כלל. ומגד מישנה brings down really that שיטה בשם יש מפורשים, ונזכוי לכנת. So the truth is, the דיוק is, the מגד מישנה is מדייק in the רמם, that כלי שמלאכתו להתר, he only allowed to do it לצרך, but שלא לצרך, he not allowed to. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Bais Yosef is matik that shita. But we have to know it's a lot of cholkim. The Mincha Shabbos is also ma'arich. What it means shelo letzarech? So why is moving it? Why is moving it? He brings down one of the rabbis would move. He had a box of tabak and he would move it back and forth. L'chuz shelo letzarech. He wants to melamed a lot of schus and the people that move shelo letzarech klal. But again, Avada he says Yerushalayim will not move shelo letzarech klal. But Shaila, why are you moving it? The truth is, in the Chut HaShoni, he brings down Chasam Sefer that all the week he would not touch Kelim Stam, that in Shabbos you get used to that to move Kelim Shelo Letzarech. But the truth is, he brings down that he asked the Chazanish, someone that is mamish nervous, like he likes to play with something, if not, he's nervous, he needs to play, throw a pen over. Then he says, you're allowed to. Only, Shalom, what is the ghetto? If a little bit he's nervous, why is moving it stam? What is considered moving shelo letzarech? We have to know exactly what is the gedder. We have to know what is the gedder. We'll see weiter. Seif hei. Yesh matirim letaltel kli shemalachti leisur afilu mechama letzel al yedei kikar otinok. You're allowed to put a kikar otinok an kli shemalachti leisur and to move it. Mishne brura al yedei kikar otinok. Lav davke kiko. Hu adin im nosan shar chifetz hamuto b'toicho. V'ine dezu, I don't know what's the word b'toicho. V'ine dezu das arosh. Aval arbe marishenim cholkim hazeh. V'sfir le deloitiru kiko v'tinok elo lemeis bilvad. Letalta l'yedeim. Only for a mess. K'l kamon b'sim en shin yudal sif alef. Aval loy b'shar dvorim. Mukce. Af shu keili. Even if it's a keili, but if it's not klish melach tel yisro, you're not allowed to. And I'm sorry, even if melachta leisur, you're not allowed to. Only mes you're allowed to. V'chen yichru arba achroinim. So the Bais Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you're allowed to be klishim melachta leisur adei kiko v'tinoik, and arba achroinim acholek. Because the dafkim yaniach b'teicha kli shar dover shem miyuchod lo. Again, b'teicha kli. Aval imunach shem dover ha-miyuchod lo, koin shum b'meducho sheshechim bo, shemunach b'kdei rektas me'atav, oi, shemunach b'kdei rektas me'atav shil, or in the pot is some of the food. So there's two halachas. Shchonor says kli shemalachti leisur, you put on it a kikar otinok, you're allowed to move it. And some poskim acholek, that it's only a heter and mes. Even the poskim that are acholek, but if it's the tavshil of the kdeiro or the shum that you squeezed in the machtesh, you're allowed to move it agav that food. Sharatzir brings down sivkon mechov daled, that the oisrim estaz vegro v'derech hachayim, ומכל מקום קוסה בשכונו וחרב, זה בהפסד מרובה יש להוקר. You're allowed to be maker, בהפסד מרובה, to put a kikor בתינק. What is the machlekes of the kikor בתינק? If you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So I want to explain a little bit. And maybe here we'll see an afkemina. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kufruf Gimel brings down, Meducho, something that you squeeze the garlic. Im yesh bo shu metalti limoisa. If it has garlic inside, you're allowed to move it. Im lav ein metalti limoisa. If not, you're not allowed to move it. And the Gemara did a maskonis, the meducha is klishim melachti leisur. But even so, when the shum is inside, the garlic is inside, you're allowed to move it. Why? The Rishonim have two shittas. The Rashba learns the isur of the klishim melachti leisur. And here it's mishamesh heter for what? The oisroi, bebele smutr, psasvore. שהמדוכה נתפלס לגמרי לתבנינים שנידונים בתייכו, שכל שמו על שם על שמו, שמה שהוא כלי שמלאכת לאיסור זה על שמו. And the Rosh says a different halacha. כלי שמלאכת לאיסור, you're allowed to carry it על ידי כיכר ותינוק. חזר ואמרת, לפי לראש, what are we in of community? לפי לראש, it has to be דווקא garlic in the מדוכה. לפי לראש, doesn't make a difference what is inside. I normally we learn that it's דווקא במייס. So one Teretz he says, because it's a keili, שמלאכת לאיסור, צלאכת מוקצה, Now, the Mokim Hefzit Mokubi allowed to be Seimach. Now, we pass in a Maisa like the Achoyim that we choishish to the Rashba. So if you want to move a dish, has food inside, l'chua has to be food that was cooked in it. Maybe even if not, that was put in a food that belongs to it. Then you can say the Rashba. But if you put oranges in a chicken pot, so then l'chua, you're not allowed to move it, only like li. Shemalach to Yisro, it's a Gufay Mekoymoy. If you want to carry it, you're allowed to carry it. Because you want to carry it, it's a gufa mekayim. Then you will have an heta. Then you will have a heta to carry it. Now, legabe b'diavet. So the Mishnah Berurah himself says, even that he was machriya la'aloche deloy, k'ashulchan aruch, he brings down the goyen, the taz, and the derech hachaim. Even so, he brings down the b'shas atchak. You could be maker. Shasatchak, you could be maker. What is considered Shasatchak? What is considered Shasatchak that you could be maker? So, Shasatchak. Maybe the Lashon here is different. Mokim Hefsed Merube. Hefsed Merube Yeshlaok. But here's the Shaila. What do you want matter of Mokim Hefsed Merube? Klisha Melachti Leisu, or this Heter, to use the kicker of a tinoik helps not only the muktzah of klishim malach to l'isru, and every muktzah. Now, the Shabbos I saw brought it down only on klishim malach to l'isru, and it fits with the hezbar of the Rosh. But in the Shmira Shabbos, it's mashma not like that. He doesn't bring down this halocha, and the halocha is on top, but in the ores, perek chof, ore yutes, the zayin, he brings down like this. Ayin simi shim chesi, yifei b'sharatzi, and sivkodim chof dalet, and mokim mefzit merubi yesh lehoke, and talta de kicker o tinoik. Gam echam alatzel. Ve'ayin shin lamedalet, seif yuzayim v'mishnebura, du'adin b'shar sugim muktzah v'mokim hefzed, mishnebura speaks about moes, not only on kli shmalachti l'yisur, not only on kli shel chisor and kis, and every muktzah, he says, mokim hefzed merubi, you could be soymech, and they kick over tinoik, and as is mashman, Rab Kibbe Eger, in our seif, in Shulchan Aruch, he's medamed, that the Gemara said this morning, even before the Gemara knew the heter of kli shmalachti l'yisur, the Gemara taught that it's not a klishim alach to l'isur meducha, and even so, it helped to move it with the shum. You have to know what is the hezber, because normally the Gemara says only mes they were matir. So we say klishim alach to l'isur, I could see also it's a muktzah kal, but to say that it's mutar in all of the muktzahs, it's already a bigger chiddush, to say that it's mutar in all of the muktzahs, even in moes. This is already a bigger chiddush, to say that l'maisa, you have this heter. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah weiter. Se'ivov. Kol ha'kelim she'nishberu afilu b'Shabbos, even if the broken Shabbos, muto le'talta shivrei, u'bilvad she'yiruim l'shum elocha, it has to be that it's roi l'shum elocha. If it's not roi l'shum elocha, even that it's ein muktzah l'chaz Shabbos, it's like eitzim ve'avonim and it becomes muktzah. But if it's roi l'shum elocha, l'moshu, kigoin, Shivri ha'reivo l'chasas b'chovis, Shivri z'chuchis l'chasas b'opi ha'pach, then it doesn't become muktzah. Aval im einem ruim leshum meloche loy, but if it's not roi, it's no different meloche, we may let's mukt. Shabur explains, afilu b'shar v'solema, aval ha'amrin given them et mol kli ze, lav lai meloche goy aval in oilad, mir aloche brings down, it has to be ke'ein the first keli, or even a new zach. Then you'll have to carry, it doesn't become mukt. Muto le tal ve la shvorim why, shivre keli me mechelek sheni shve mukt. Shav denishmu domi le tzoriris, avi ki mutzim avos gufo, elo keven shibo mikli le botel shem kli mehem, כל זמן שרואים לשם דבר, if they're roi for something. כי גוי לחסריס, מה שאין גם בצרויר, זה אבא בשרויים לחסריס, לאו מונו, כמבור, בסעיף שאחר כך. כמבור, בסעיף שאחר כך. So Mishnah Berurah says that lemaisa, why is mukta? Why it's not mukta? Because it's roi for a shimush. Even that that covering is not bad to a good shimush enough, but it's bami keli, it has a shem keli. Bami keli has a shem keli. Now, we have to know. The Achroinim have a very big shaila here. When we say bami keli has a shem keli, l'chure, what is the svara in it? Because it had a shem keli, so the shem keli is not nifka. Shem keli is not nifka. We'll have to explain it in a second. Then the Ramo finishes, v'im nishmeru b'mokim she'yicholim lehazik, g'in z'chuchis she'nishmeru al ha'shulchan, or b'mokim she'yichim people, muta letata l'shmorim k'dei lefanoisim sh'lo yaziku b'hem. So then you allow to, even if it's natro, even if it's mukta, letata shivreim, shivre kelim, b'mokim she'yichim b'beise b'rechoiv, k'rekamo b'sifitches, sh'lo yaziku b'hem avolim, u'shalcheres osu lefanoisim. Dein mozi kol kach hezik. So apple pi, שכשהוא דרס עליהם משעבר, מקום כל מותר לדרכוי, לדובר שאין מסכוונו. ודווקא לפני סום ביודיים עשו, when כלי חרס, when it's not magic so much. אבל מותר לתחוי סום ברגלו, וטילטל מוקצה בגוף, ומותר כדכמו בסימא שני ידחס. This is the משבור לשיטו, so we saw in סעיף גימל, תפו שם מוקצה ודיפות, וטילטל בגוף, את מותר איבל צריך המוקצה, כל שכן here that you're doing this, that will not disturb and be magic. תפי לחזני שבינו היתר. The shayla would be a heter of a broom. We'll saw later the broom could be a yada arif. There's no heter with a broom. But if it's dangerous that people will get hurt, so then for sure you're allowed to. We'll go back to the Iker Aloha and Arsif. The Iker Aloha and Arsif. What we learned? Kelim shenishberu. So even Be'etzim it's not roi, and if it will be in this massive, it will have a aloha of keli she'ein roi. Even so, we call makarim, it's not considered mukta. Why? Because it's bomi keli, and it's adayin roi l'shimash. And here the poiskim, the Shmir Shabbos, Chol Shabbos, and more, they bring down the following svaros. The Gemara b'Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Dalet Isa, the kli shenishbo mutar letartel b'Shabbos, but in condition, shu roi lemeloche, even if it's not the same meloche. What's not the bir aloche? But if it's not roi lemeloche, it's mukta. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof Gimel brings down a needle that a tap broke that you can't sew with it, but the point stayed. And normally people throw it to the garbage, it's mukta, even that it's roi to take out a needle in Shabbos. So we see a stira. One place it says that shvorim, if it's roi for something, it's not mukta. If it's roi lechasas ha'areva, and in a needle we say that it's mukta. As another stira, the Gemara Shabbos, Tafkuf Chav Beis, Shido, a little small closet, that the door fell off, it's mukta. And then the Gemara doesn't say a difference. If it's roi l'shimush or not, but the answer is because the delet is oimit to go back. Then for sure, b'chai gavne, I'm sorry, it's not mukta. I'm sorry again. Same mistake before. A shido that the door broke off, the door is not mukta if it's roi to put back. Even that now it's not roi l'shimush, and we said a keli that broke is not roi l'shimush, it's mukta. Here it's not mukta because it's going to go back. Mash'enken and numu shvorim, if it's not going to go back, so then if it's roi l'tashmish, it's not mukta. And if it's not roi l'tashmish, it is mukta. And here we have a big shaila. In our days, most shvorim people don't use. Even a cup that a handle breaks, people don't throw it away. So Reb Nissim Karelis wants to say that people throw it away because they're rich and they're spoiled, but not because be'etzim is not roi. And if they will need, they will keep it. If they will not have money, they would keep it. Then it's mukta. Sorry, then it's not mukta. And then it's not mukta. Punkt fakir again. If it's roi l'tashmish, so it's not mukta. People throw it because they're rich, but not because if they throw it because it's not worth submitted, it, then it's mukta. But people don't throw it; they only throw it because they spoiled. So the etzem it's called roi, and the mele it's not called mukta. But the gedolim are very shver when you measure it. How you measure? Most poskim from the zamen the shmir shabbos they bring down the pashtas, and if people throw it and don't keep it, the shvorim are mukta bezman hazeh. If you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, it's mukta. Now we go to the shayla that is very, very nagia lemaisa. You have packages, bamba packages, crisp packages. After you tear them and they're not used to put back, they're mukta and you're not allowed to move them. They're mukta, machmas gufay. If you could use it yet, and derech most people to use it, then it's not mukta. What would be the moshel, a milk bag? Mishum zamen holds, it's a mukta. It's a mukta. It's a cause by this milk inside, it's okay, but it's finished, you can't pull it out of the container. He gives the eitzah to pull it out, there's a little bit of milk inside, so it's butter to the milk. The question is, bottles, soda bottles. Could be dear, the derech is that people use it. Could be. Or some of them use it. But the question is paper goods. L'churin, no one uses, no one washes them. Mele, well, no one uses them, so when it's finished to be done, it will have to be mukta. And as they zokim shemazamen erbach. Shemazamen erbach is machria that packages, milk packages that are finished, or plates that are finished are considered mukta. And Reb Nissim Kareli says choylek in both of them. And he wants to say that in both of them they're not considered mukta. And I want to explain all the three gedorim that we have here. We have a numal keli, a cup that the handle broke. If it's roi, people don't throw it, it's not mukta. People throw it, it is mukta. This is one chelik. Then we have bags. People throw them after it. Rav Shmuel holds it's mukta. Nissim holds it's not mukta. It's a keli gomu. When a shever, if people don't keep it, but a keli gomu, when people normally throw, it's considered a keli, and avada, it's not mukta. So if people, b'chai gavne, even if they throw it, zogt Rav Nissim Karelis, it's considered a keli. Rav Shmuel Zalman says no. So again, in the first halacha we said that people throw it, it's mukta. So if today they're spoiled, Rav Nissim wants maybe to be maker, it's all chil. If today people are spoiled, maybe. Aber be'etzem, we're saying again, while people throw it, it's mukta. Now we have a shalan dishes, chad pa'amid dishes, paper goods, packages, crisp packages. So what is the aloha of these things? So the ma'isa people throw it. So you could have said it's mukta, but you could say it's a keli gomu. While it's a keli gomu, it's not mukta. The same thing, the paper goods. Someone ate by them. So dear be'etzem, now it's mukta. It's not roi for nothing. So Rav Shmuel Auerbach wants to say it's mukta. But if you look at Hashani, you could say that the truth is einech enami, it's not roi. But be'etzem, it's a double choshuv. You could wash it. And here we could say a svarim. These things, the disposable things, have a mile, they're kli gomu. And you could say that a non mukta if everyone throws them. Masha'enk and a shevakli, everyone throws, is a mukta. You could say a svar of akel, that shevakli is real. The mele, b'chai gavn, even if everyone throws it, it's worth it. Masha'enk and paper goods, the dvorim sha'inim chashuvim, the minute that you finish to use it, the mele becomes mukta, and the mele you're not allowed to move it.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.